Oh yeah, just for
Danke.
So Hans is on his way.
Okay. What I can do if we can't find a way around is just to, because I'm losing this bit, this corner of the screen there.
Okay.
So I just use part of it. It's just that very limited space, you know,
if
I want to show sort of lots of things. But it doesn't matter. We can,
okay.
We can try to work with whatever we have. I mean, I could keep this laptop for in the bin. Everyone's laptop is working perfectly. Just, you know, just this one doesn't.
No, Maraye has also.
Yeah. Oh well, then, okay, good. It's not only me.
It was the same.
Okay, so we'll just.
So,
also, wenn es nicht geht, dann ist im Notfall kann man auch, können auch so ein Dachung haben.
Also, wenn man auch die Sache ist, einfach die, was hatten wir für eine Präsentation? Was war das für ein, was für ein Medium, Programm, Datei oder was immer ich weiß?
So wie es aussieht, macht er vor allem Textdateien,
Code zeigen. Die müssen aus dem Rechner raus. Weil ich meine, ich kann nicht die Fernbedienung.
There's nothing you can do with the projector.
Yes, I can do something, but you're the last one here.
No, there's one other talk.
Weil das Problem ist, wenn ich den Beamer jetzt umschalte mit der Fernbedienung, dann ist es garantiert, wenn ihr nachher mit dem Rechner wieder arbeitet, vollkommen verkehrt. Das heißt, da muss man die gleiche Aktion, die ich.
So you just leave it, I'll just run as this, because you can see everything with it.
Well, we can adjust it, but you have to readjust it for the next talk.
No, it's okay. I mean, it's all right. Run it here.
Because it's global. If I shift with the projector, you know that the person after you will have the image. I don't know where.
I know.
Okay. Dann lassen wir das so. Weil das ist das Problem. Immer wenn man am Projektor arbeitet, hat der nächste halt irgendwie die Karte da. Da muss man es gleich noch machen.
Just try one thing here.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.
Hello?
So now we have almost reached the end, so there are two talks left for today. First, Victor Lazzarini on sea sound. Thank you very much, Victor, for being here.
Thank you. Not exactly sea sound, but scripting sea sound 5. The purpose of this talk is mostly to show you a few things and also try to get you excited and involved with the idea of using the CSound 5 API in whatever language or flavor you're used to and you like, and show that it can be quite interesting. I will show a couple of approaches to scripting CSound. The first part will be discussing Tickle and TK, and then we'll move have a look at Python. So this is basically an introduction to the Tickle CSound, which is a way into CSound through the API, but using the Tickle language. So once upon a time, all you could do was something like this, which was run CSound in the command line, and you do this. You get sound, and you can get a little bit there, yeah, and a little bit there, so you can speak on top. Okay, this is okay, but the problem is with this is that I want to stop this. I can't do anything. I want to rewind with the start and the beginning. I want to send a new event to it. I want to change the frequency, or change the amplitude, change whatever. You know, you don't have any way in. There's no interaction in it. It's stopping, and then the only way of stopping it is to go and find a here and go. Oh my God. That's it. Finished. Okay. So you see the problem. Now, some very wise guys came over and said, "Oh wow! So why don't we turn it into a library, and then we do an API, and then we can basically control it from whatever sort of level you want to control it." So that's basically the thing. So in the API, they put stuff in. There's quite a lot. It's a kind of reasonably sized API, but you know, you can get stuff that you will be able to compile CSound orchestras, scores from the synthesis performance, and now this is well and good, but it's all the API, the original API, it's on C. There's also a version of it in C++, But not a lot of, you know, a lot of you will, might find it a little bit awkward to do a C program to start and stop C sound. So why not a scripting language? So at this point then we have Tickle C sound, which is basically an extension to Tickle. Tickle is a language for doing simple things like controlling other bits of software and basic scripting, effectively. It's a very simple language to learn. It's in an afternoon you can dominate it pretty much. And although it's a little bit awkward and a little bit ugly, it's very simple and very versatile. A lot of computer scientists don't like it because it's because of many sort of aesthetical reasons, but it's quite good. And Tickle is from the early 90s, and so it has a lot of things that were kind of from another era. And that's where we have Python as well. Now Python is more modern, so it's not there. We'll talk about that later. So basically, Tickle is easy, and it's really, really easy. Now you have a TK bit that goes on top of it, which gives you a multi-platform graphical toolkit, which is a great thing. So it's really a pleasure to use. I mean, it's well, you can just do it like you're drinking water. So so Tickle C sound then it's basically a three-component thing. You have the C sound aware Tickle interpreter, so with the C sound bits built into the interpreter. You have a C sound aware windowing shell CS switch, which is also has the Tickle C sound built things built into it. And you have then the C sound commands module, which is a shared library that can be loaded into any environmental hole that runs Tickle TK. So what I'm doing here is I'm running through Emacs. I'm just running a Wish, effectively. It's a Tickle TK interpreter. And what I can do is to this is just load the module. So I just load it, and you can see that when I load it, it just said put a few messages down there and said it started a few things. Now, okay, from there you can do effectively run C sound and do things that we were doing, we always did. So compile an orchestra, okay, and that's you went there, can play it if you want. Okay, it plays, but then you can pause things as well. Okay, pause it. So you can type in this command straight away into a Tickle shell if you want, or you can just be on Emacs and interpret these things via Emacs. You can rewind stuff. So just set this up. Make sure I select the whole thing. And when I play, it plays from the beginning. Okay. So it's it's quite useful. Now this whole thing has TK, which is the graphical toolkit. So you can kind of write a little bit of Tickle code to use it. So what I'm doing here is that I'm created a window, which is in your let's see. There you go, the little window there where I can pause, play, rewind, do whatever I want with it. So effectively you can just, with a few lines of code, you can just start off your user interface and do your things, and effectively on the fly. You can do things like also bind keys. I mean, TK has all the usual stuff that you would find in a toolkit. So this is just a reading. Binding a Tickle is a script file that has the key binds, and then when I put the fox on the window there, I can just use arm speed rewind. Yeah, that's it. And there you go. Rewind again if you want. Pause. I don't know what the button's for pause. okay, so it's a very useful thing. You can just play. So I showed just a subset of things that Tico C-Sound can do. I mean, you can interface with C-Sound in other ways. And I'll show a little bit more now. Okay, I just destroyed the frame there, so I can do the thing. So I'll just show a little bit of networking now. Now, in Tico, setting up TCP network connections is very easy. So to connect to the TCP screen, we only have a few lines of code to do that. So you can then build with a few lines of code a little C-Sound server that can accept connections from the local machine or from remote clients if we connect on a computer here. We were doing that with Simon yesterday. Actually, we did with the Python thing, but in Tico, you do the same thing. It's connected, and you can have kind of a C-Sound server for, you know, distributed processing, or you can have several C-Sound servers and you connect from one computer that you can do the distributed processing. I'll just show you what I can do. First, I have to start the server. Okay, we'll start the server here. Okay, listen.tico is a little. Listen.tico is a Tico script that does that. So I'll just show you a little bit what it is. Now you can see there's just a few lines of code and it's finished. That is not much, just a few lines of code to set up. So I can start it. Okay, so it's starting there and it's ready for TCP connections in port 4001. So that's what I can do here. I'll do the same thing here. So I have to set the I create a socket here called sock, and then I send a command, compile it. So let's have a look if it has done. Okay, it's done there. You can see that those C-Sound messages there has compiled. Now I can play. Oh, I didn't do the other way around. No, I thought it. The last one. No. Okay, let's do it again. I might have upset the mouse. Oh, okay, there's something running here. Open the SP1. Just open the other sound card because one of the sound cards is. Stop and see some in that. Now I can do it again. Okay. What I can do is just stop this here. Should play. Okay, the place. Now it's playing the server. So if you look there, that's your server. That's playing from there. Okay, that's the same stuff you put down. Just close it. Just stop it. Okay, that stopped the thing. And but okay, let's do a different thing now.
Oh.
My Emacs shortcuts are not as good as. There you go. Now this should have shown. There's my GUI. And that's connected to that. So when I play, it's very loud. Okay. So I have other commands that you have. You know, and now this is TK code, okay? Tico TK code, and so this interface is written with TK code, and then it's talking to the server. Yeah. So that's the way you want. But you might not like Tico TK. The server is effectively, you know, you have to send the Tico commands to the server, but you can do it from anywhere you want. So, for instance, if I stop and let's close this, okay, and I start the server again, okay. Now you didn't even need to start the server again, just on the safe side. You can do it from PG. So it's the same thing. So now this is PG. You connect to the local host there, and then you send a compilation, and then. Where is it? Here. Okay, the same thing. Then you can put. So you can create your graphical interface in PG as well. And send it to there, send the socket commands. You can do that in Python as well and talk to the TCL. You can do anything that sends a stream through the socket into the server, and the string contains a TCL command that basically that does it. So so it can be quite useful, and you can, in fact, you can transform this whole thing here, this whole Emacs, into a whole kind of performance environment for CSound in similar way that it is for SuperCollider, but of course in different ways because it's a different language. But if actually do the same, do things which are similar, you can send commands and stuff to CSound, control it in many ways. Okay, you might not like SQL because, oh, it's an old language and it's full of quirkiness, and I like object orientation, that kind of thing. So what you can do then is ignore it and use Python. So this is, if you sort of wish, you can use a more modern scripting system. So Python is one of the things that's available. All you need to do is effectively is import the Python module called CSound. So just check that I've got my Python process one. Just split the window, you can see it. Okay, that's my phone. Let's make sure. There you go. Okay, so I'm just going to do this. Select. Okay, so I just imported the module. So I can start a new CSound instance. That. So that's the new CSound. You can have more than one if you want. Multiple instances are possible as well. So that started the instance, and that is the same message you get when you start the typical CSound. Okay, compiled. Okay, compiled. And then, now, there is, you can The Python way into C sound is a little bit more lower level than Chico C sound. But Chico C sound, you have commands for play, pause and stop and rewind. There's a whole kind of a threading system working in Chico C sound, which you don't need to worry about. Now with Python, you have to worry about these things. You have to do the threading if you want. So you could start, well, you could start C sound just to playing there. You would be locked out of commands until the performance finished, because Python would execute a function to run C sound and you would be locked out. So just to give you an example, I'm just going to run 45 seconds of this by calling, by creating a performance loop there and calling the C sound method that that process blocks of audio. So you'll be creating like blocks of audio, the same as you in the last talk, you're talking about the blocks of audio that's the same thing in C sound and in all systems you have to have this thing. So this each call to perform K sounds to perform a block of audio. And then so that's the check and the loop there is checking the score time. So 45 seconds there into the score time we're going to stop it. So that should hopefully work. So now we have to wait for 45 seconds for this thing to finish, because now it's working there. Python is just interpreting that for, you know, until it returns. you could have used the C sound to perform the entire score, but then, as I said, it will lock us out for the whole duration of this performance. While you're doing that, nothing will happen until if the 45 seconds finish. But the way around this would be then to start a thread, okay, as we're going to see, and do it. I mean, I can rewind the score here as well. I'm not going to do that because I don't want to perform it again. Or you can reset the performance so you can free C sound for a new performance. So that's what we're going to do. Now, back to the server thing. This, in fact, is kind of the ideas that we're having for the OLPC project in terms of how to create a scripted server. Now, this is kind of the prototype ideas that we have for it. And so here what we have is, I'm going to start a server here. So if I do this, I'll hopefully spawn a server. So that's a Python server now. Okay, it's running CSL Python server at parker.nun.ae. So that's my machine there, good old Charlie Parker. From that machine I can connect from anywhere. You know, if I have other connections, I could do that. But I'll connect from inside because that's the way, that's the only machine I have. Okay, so I can do the same thing then. Create a socket, connect to the socket, and then start sending commands to it. So I'll just create a socket first and then create a socket. What's it? Valid syntax. Import socket, create the socket and connect to the socket. Okay. That should be fine. Should be in there. Okay, connected. So you can say connected to localhost there, and still waiting for new connections if you want to send more connections. Now I can create a C sound instance in it, in the server. Okay, you see sound that the instance is created. And then I can create a performance thread in it. So this is a class that creates a C sound performance thread. There. You can see that I'm sending effectively Python commands there, or Python code to the server. So that's what I'm doing now. And then I compile system, and then play. Do some play. That's not playing.
You haven't compiled yet. Mm-hmm.
Haven't I compiled?
You have compiled the first one.
Yes, you created it first.
Haven't I compiled? Okay, that's right. Did I do this?
No, you did the...
Okay, do it. Uh-huh, compile. Something happened. Didn't like my... Yeah, compile again. That's it done. Broken pipe. Okay, we'll go back to the beginning and start the Python process again. Good, terrible to do this thing on the top, you see. Don't forget to do this thing. Let's see if I can start this. Okay, start with the socket. Import the socket, connect, set. Okay, now next thing is to create this performance thread. Then compile. Okay, now hopefully play. Okay, now that's fine, it's playing. So again, same thing, playing the server, I can pause it, I can rewind, and I can stop the thread. Stop the thread and reset this up. It's important to reset this if you want to do any performance on the same instance. We can create another instance and do a performance on the instance. Of course, now with Python, you have about 3 or 4, 5, 6, I don't know how many toolkits, you know, have WX Windows, have TK Inter, which is TK interface. You have Windows things, I'm sure there's any OS things, but there's also GTK, which it seems to be the thing that they're going to have on the OLA PC. So I've been having a look at that. And I so you can do something like this, which is a little GTK interface that connects to the server, and you have this thing. Okay. And then your interface, and it's all written in Python with the GTK thing. You can, of course, do it multiple times. So I can have, for instance, a control panel that will control things. Okay. So this I'm just going to send to 3. Okay. And then I've spun a number of oscillator controls. Okay. 4. If I go back to the start there, so this is, it has started CSUN on the server, and I have my different, okay, my different things. So. Showing what you could do, I'll just can stop and then close, and then I can shut the server. Now, the last thing I wanted to say is that, and that's basically my main aim with this talk, is that I'm showing you how you can do that in TCL and Python, but, and you can do also in PG, there's a PG class for CSound 5, so, and MaxMSP as well. So, you can do all these things on different languages, with different levels of interaction. But this is the thing that I want to sell to you. Now, the CSound 5 API is being used extensively in many projects, and I would like to see more of them. I would like to see the multiplication of these projects. Just so I want to give you an idea of people that are working on this. Within Brandstek from Denmark, he's doing a Python-based algorithmic manipulation software, so using the kind of Python binds that you saw using here. And Nikosa, who's one of the main core developers, has done all the OS 729 front ends and have worked and is working a number of new projects for the Mac OS Classic to provide a set of tools to work with CSound, all using the API. The new Max CSound 5 MaxMSP class was created by this guy called Dave Pion, and you can get it on www.davidsop.com. These are the things that are outside the main distribution CSound 5, because there's TCL CSound is part of the main distribution, and the PG class is part of the main distribution as well. So if you get CSound, you get those things with it. You have Ian Duncan from Canada, who works a lot of gigging and doing techno things. He's creating a live performance GUI system for based on the API and using the C++ sort of language. This is a very new project that has been released just now. It's called Lattice. It's by Rory Osh from Ireland. This is currently on Windows. It's a CSound 5 front-end editor and application builder. You can build standalone applications based on CSound code with your graphical interface and everything, and you can distribute those. So effectively building applications with that. You can get it on www.ear.ie/lectures. And he is going to be hopefully porting this to multi-platform code using WX widgets. At least that's the plan. You have Sebastian Gutsfeld, who's done a very nice program called Cable, which is Python-based again, using WX widgets. He's only using the API currently for the CSD generation, but he's been moving the code to use fully the API. At the moment, it's running CSound as a separate process, but it will be used fully this sound API. Now you have the WinSound classic interface by John Fitch. This has been produced the full tip, so it should be in the new distributions of CSound 5. And then in addition, it said all front ends in the CSound 5 binary source code distribution is the API, because there's no CSound anymore as a cuticle. There's a library, so everything else is kind of built on top of it. So that's all I wanted to say. And I'm not sure if you have any questions.
Okay, thank you very much, Victor. Are there any questions?
Yes, please.
Eric Lyon from Manchester, UK. Victor, I noticed that in these examples, the orchestra score or CSD, I guess it is now, is compiled before playback. I know the CSound tilde object that Matt Engels wrote, you can send individual note statements to. Can you do that also?
Well, that's the API. Yeah. Okay. The API has a number of functions that will send events into CSAM. So there's a basic function set as send event, which sends an event of any description into F statements, I statements, etc. into CSound. So we can do that. The only thing you can't do, but that's because the parser needs to be modified to do that, and that's the plan for new version. So CSound is changing the parser to have a more modern parser. Actually, a maintainable parser, and that was last year's talk by John Fitch. The thing you can't do at the moment is say to unload, offload, and unload boxes on the go. You have to always reset and load the new orchestra. You can't while you're performing. You can't just load a new instrument and deallocate the instrument, that kind of thing, which you can do in Super Collider. I think that's an amazing thing that it's not major issue in performance, because you can do, you can just basically decide how the instruments you want and load them up and then use when you want. But it would be nice to be able to do on the fly programming a little bit more. And that will open also the door for an interpreter, and so that we have with the new parser, then the sky's the limit, because then we can even disregard the CSound language as it is and build a new language, whatever flavor of object oriented, whatever we want to create, to talk to the server, and then you write it and you don't even use the old CSound language if you want. So that's hopefully.
Did I understand that it's re-entrant in the sense that you can have multiple instances?
Oh yeah,
of CSound.
Yeah. You can have multiple. So, for instance, what I was doing, I was running one instance here in Python, but I could have started as many as I wanted. The thing with Linux, for instance, is that if you want to do that, then you have to talk to Jack, because once you open, if you open the NASA card, no one else opens it. So you have a lock on it, and no one, you can't do that. So if you have multiple cards, PortAudio, what PortAudio does is actually allocates for the, whatever card is free. So if you had multiple cards, then you could start each instance on a different card. But you would need, if you have one card, you need Jack. But that's fine, it's easy. There's a Jack interface, so you just send to Jack and connect and things. And so with Maxim SP, for instance, the old thing that with the old CSound class was that you could only have one instance. Now with the new one, you can have multiple. And of course, in PT, the CSound API class can have as many instances as you like.
Maybe some more questions? Something from the internet, Eric? Okay, so then thank you very much again, Victor, for this very interesting talk. Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot.
You want to hear more of this time? Just a little plug, for the concert tonight, if you want to hear more CSound, then you can come to the concert tonight.
Yeah, with guitar, CSound and guitar in duo.